All right, 1380 WPHM, we're at the Grand Hotel. It's the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference, where legislative leaders from the state and local and federal branches of government are here. Business leaders, community leaders, we're joined right now by Democratic State Representative from Kalamazoo, John Hoadley. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Last time that we talked, you had just announced that you're also running for Congress in the Kalamazoo area. What led to that decision?
You know, it's time for some fresh ideas. We have been looking at these major challenges that we're facing as a country, whether it's a healthcare system that doesn't work, a climate emergency, schools, crumbling infrastructure. You know, we got to do something different. And so, you know, the choices made over the last 10, 20, 30 years haven't set us up for success. So it's a time that we just approach them with some new ideas, some fresh ideas, and I'm ready to raise my hand and help.
Meantime, you're still in the state legislature, where there's been a lot of activity this year already. The latest being auto insurance reform being signed into law here on Mackinac Island. That was a real show of bipartisanship, I think. There was a lot of back and forth negotiation that went on. How do you feel about the process and the result?
The people across the state were hungry to see something done, right? We know that we're paying too much for auto insurance. And at the same time, we had to balance the fact that a lot of folks are receiving critical care because of the system that's put in place over the last 40 years. So, you know, the process was, I'd give it a B. It was going well, and then it sort of got rushed at the end. But you know, when there's a deadline, folks end up, I think, coming to the table and trying to do their best work. So it wasn't perfect. It wasn't a perfect bill. Drivers are going to have some choice in how the type of insurance they want. And some folks maybe are going to have some lower bills. Other folks are going to have potentially reduced coverage. So it's a tough choice. But at the end of the day, I think it gets us to a roadblock that then allows us, more people, to get more insurance. We're going to end some of those discriminatory practices that were keeping people out of the insurance market. And we're going to see some price control from the medical providers, and that's good, plus fraud authority and some real transparency on that MCCA. So hopefully we're all going to pay less on that. So at the end of the day, on balance, it was a good decision. And we're ready to tackle the next big thing,
which is road funding, which the governor talked about that a year ago when she was running for governor. It's something that the legislature is working on. What do you think is going to happen? What do you advocate?
I think the governor's right that we need $2.5 billion of dedicated road funding. Stop the shell game that's taken money from our schools to fund our universities, which then, makes us having these choices about patching potholes or buying books. And that's not right. It's a false choice. So we need to find the funding. I think there's going to be a bipartisan compromise on this. I don't know if it's exactly what the governor proposed, but I do think it'll be something better than what we have right now. And it has to be big enough to solve the problem because, I'm tired of it. My generation is tired of these solutions around the edges that don't really get to the problem, but just sort of nibble at the edges. Let's actually just deal with it.
How optimistic are you that it will be dealt with, that the funding mechanism will be found sooner rather than later? Because it's part of the budget, and the budget's got to be passed soon.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that this is going to move pretty quickly now. I think that moving through the auto no-fault conversation and the auto insurance conversation, and then the handshake agreements that look like said we're going to then deal with road funding in the budget in June and July, I think we're on track to see some solutions quickly. But, the question is, are people going to keep their word? Are people going to come to the table and actually put Michigan ahead of, party, ahead of promises, to bureaucrats in D.C.? I don't know.
Enbridge Energy has had a big presence up here on Mackinac Island, not just Enbridge, but those that oppose the Line 5 pipeline. The Attorney General said this week that she wants to shut it down, and she set a deadline for that. What do you think?
I've said that we should shut down Line 5. We experienced an inland oil spill near the Kalamazoo with the Kalamazoo River. We know what that looks like firsthand. And at the same time, we also know that there's plenty of families, men and women, who depend on the jobs that are provided by that pipeline. So I don't say it lightly to say we should just shut it down. I think one of our jobs, though, is to show folks how we can invest in new opportunities. We have an infrastructure crisis here in Michigan and across the country. And imagine if the folks that were keeping the pipes working, moving oil, but from Canada to Canada, It was actually then rebuilding our water infrastructure, making sure that everybody gets clean drinking water, rebuilding the energy transmission that's happening, that's, you know, to get our energy across the straits and all the way to both sides of the peninsula. So, you know, for me, I feel like this is a moment of opportunity for us to say there are better things, and but we got to make sure that we invest in those better things. And at the same time, the risk to just doing what we're doing right now is so great that we can't continue.
John, good talking to you. We appreciate your time.
Always appreciate you.
All right. John Hoadley, running for Congress and currently serving in the state legislature from Kalamazoo, Democrat from Kalamazoo on 1380 WPHM at the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference at the Grand Hotel.